No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm with my man, Slim 400, and we were just talking about sleeping on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Like I would have told Adam, shit, I don't mind still to this day sleeping on the floor. Shit, I feel like that's where you get your best vibes from. You think about shit, you know what I mean? Like, other shit come to you like, man, I need to do this, need to do that. When you already got it, you think about what else can you get more? Mm. But when you down and below, nigga, it's what you need to get.
Like,
you
when, know you what I'm when you ain't got shit, you'll jump up and do whatever the fuck you got to do to make 50 bucks. If you got $1 million in the bank, even like $10,000, if it's a good ass payday, but it's kind of, you know, it might not seem so dire, and that people tend to lose their hustle over time, you think?
I think when it comes down to raps, that's how it be. When a nigga that made so much, did so much, they ain't rapping properly. They songs ain't coming out legit no more or on a high scale.
You we've feel all me? Heard, we've all seen it happen.
Come on, man, with multiple artists. Is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Probably including myself or something. I ain't gonna lie.
You think?
I'm lying. Nah, but it's just, that's how I go, bro. When you made it so far and got so much shit going on, you tend to lose focus on where you started from. You feel me?
Have you ever gone through a period of time where you were just making music and, you know, maybe you didn't feel like there was a purpose to it so much, and then some crazy shit happened in your life, all of a sudden it feels like you got something inside that you got to get out immediately. It's like urgent that you get that shit out.
Yeah. And that shit go back to say, like, how we talked the last time. Like how I went through my little situation, fresh out of school, and that was something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So for me beginning to rap then I go through that situation, I feel like me getting in the booth, I had shit to talk about. And speaking on that, bro, like, I feel like that shit was crazy, man.
What?
Because it seemed like I just seen you.
Feel me? You did that interview and then you got shot up, what, like a couple weeks later?
That part.
Yeah.
I felt like all the shit we were talking about, that was like it was a gift of the curse.
Right.
Like honestly, crazy shit.
Your manager, shout out to Mud. Mud hit me up and I got a pit in my stomach because it felt like the Nipsey situation, but closer to home because I didn't actually know Nipsey. I hung out with you a bunch of times and I was just like, shit, like, because he told me you got shot. He didn't say you were going to be all right. It was like, luckily over those days that went by, you slowly start to realize like, okay, if he's good, then he's good. Like he ain't going to be taken from us.
So say, on the side of this interview, like I got a real bone to pick with you, bro.
Oh, what's up?
You didn't put my hospital address on the internet.
I know. I screenshotted the conversation with Mud.
It posted it.
Damn, that is fucked up.
I already
up,
got
right?
shot 9 times.
I know.
You want the niggas to come back to the hospital?
That didn't happen, did it?
No, it didn't. Thank God. But like, bro, you did that.
That's fucked
Who
up.
Who do that?
I know. That is fucked up. I'm sorry.
That's out, Adam.
That's really bad.
You could have had me killed.
Oh, I know.
They was already expected to do that.
Really?
Now, they would have came and sat in the parking lot or some shit.
I mean, to be fair, I did delete it as soon as he told me to delete it. But man, I don't know how many hours it was up.
This shit was already on air. Ugh. You know, people screenshotted that and reposted it and blogs picked it up.
Ugh. Yeah.
And you would have been the reason now.
Bad form.
Would you have been able to sleep at night?
Not easily. I'll Come probably on, have to Adam, get a drug addiction.
Man, I'm black, bro.
Okay.
I'm an affiliate. You see what I'm saying? Like, a nigga really out here repping shit.
That was fucked up. I'm real sorry about that. It just
That's
didn't occur
to me. That's some fucked up ass shit, Adam. I've been meaning to tell you. I said, I ain't going to text him. I'm going to get on his show and let him know. Like, no, bro, you can't put the address
totally
where,
the right.
where I'm
yeah.
laying.
But you don't think that the people would probably assume there's only so many hospitals in the area, right?
Hell no.
No? There's a bunch.
St. Francis is a popular hospital.
Okay, you had options.
They know that's in Lynnwood.
Right.
And you didn't put it up. Well, he had St. Francis. So.
I definitely owe you.
You did it for the fans, like go see him.
I just didn't even think about it. I just screenshotted the message that said that you got shot, and I didn't think about the fact that it right. said you, what you, hospital you were brother. In. I'm over here. Just, no, that was definitely a big fuck up. Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to do that again.
No, to no
I'll,
one.
I'll definitely remember
any artist, celebrity, whoever. Like it. Like come on. Like that's a no go, bro.
That was horrible.
Like how DC said. What's your race?
Come I on, was P. displaying my whiteness right there a little
that
too
part.
Flagrantly. Huh?
Black niggas don't do that shit.
Yeah, it's a good point. God, man, I'm really.
But we can get back on the topic though. I had to just. Nah, I had
you're
to
so
just,
right
you know
though.
I had like, to just holler at you about that
really
shit, bro.
Fucked
that
up
was
on that one.
That was heart. That was heartbroken.
I was trying not to think about it. I think after I realized how bad I fucked up with that, so it's good.
You can't take it back. That's why you deleted it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just realized how bad that was.
That shit was already gone.
Yeah,
but it's all right though. You know what I'm saying? You my boy.
Yeah,
real shit. But man, we don't do that shit.
I'm just glad the people at home can actually see me kind of sweat during this one. Not literally sweat, but I definitely feel bad. I'm definitely like, damn, I fucked up on that one.
But no, it's all good, bro. But when I heard that shit, come out, my people bring it to my attention.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you know Adam? Like, said where you was at? I'm like, when Adam? I'm like, who? Because I'm just getting back to myself.
Right.
They say, no jumper. I'm like, no jumper? Hell no.
How could he?
They screenshotted and showed me.
Right.
I'm like...
That's even worse, just knowing that you're sitting there having a conversation with your friends. You're in the hospital, and they're just, like, telling you that I fucked up. That hurts.
Oof. You the guy, though.
Yeah.
You know when you the guy?
I'm supposed to be
smarter. You can
kind of
get
that.
A pass?
Yeah.
You can get a pass.
What if I told you I was drunk or something? I don't
you
think I was.
You weren't drunk,
but...
motherfucker. You was not drunk. You probably had that girl feet on your head somewhere.
You like that?
That's your picture. Shit, that's your picture.
Oh, just the other day. Yeah, I did. I posted a picture with my girl's feet all over my face. Just a little selfie, you know? That's too much, though?
Nah, look. When that's your girl, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
But Slim 400 ain't sucking on toes, right?
When that's your girl, you can do what you want to do.
I'll suck a toe. I ain't scared.
Nah, it is what it is, man. Your personal life.
I'm built for this.
Don't just put my life on the line.
You're right. Oh, definitely right about
you
that.
You put my life on the line,
so
bro.
So where were you and what was happening when you got shot prior to myself exposing where you were?
Simple. This plain and simple. In my section.
Uh-huh.
Leaving from fucking with my homies. Thinking in my mind I have to go pull up on my family before I leave and shit to, you know, go do my little shows. I had probably like 3-4 shows lined up. And they called me goodbye. I already posted a beam with my manager in Nevada doing some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so stuck in the streets. I said, fuck that. So I was late. I didn't go to Nevada.
Uh-huh.
I'm still in Compton, riding around my homies, politicking, fucking off. Some told me go see my goddaughter and my family before I really hit the road. And shit, this shit occurred.
Right. So
I'm on my block. I'm in my section.
There's no way that you could have known that. Did you have any sort of hunch that there was anybody looking for you at that time or that anything was going on?
In heart. Shit, I'm from where I'm from. They all looking for me every day. It's just how you maneuver.
Right.
And that day, shit, I wasn't maneuvering right.
Uh-huh.
I fucked up. Got caught up in the mix and, you know, shit happened.
Holy shit. So where were you when this actually went down?
I was on Spruce. In Oleander.
In the car?
No, I jumped out of my car. And like I said, I had like 2 homies with me and shit. They ain't from my section, but they're my boys. I told them, give me like 5 minutes. I'm running the house, holler at my folks, hug my little goddaughter, say what's up to my people, come back out. Once I slammed my door, get to walking, shit, I heard, rapper nigga. I'm like, oh, I hear the homies.
For real? That's what they were saying?
The popping off. Boom, bam, bam. Like, oh, shit. That's how I popped up.
Holy fuck. And were you able...
And you see this, bro? Like,
oh, my
this shit,
God.
This shit ain't no joke, bro. So when you put my motherfucking address...
Right. I was putting you at risk of more of those.
On social media.
Jesus.
This shit is extra, bro.
Oof. Crazy. So that's where they got you? All up in the stomach, mostly?
They hit me in the stomach and in the back. And in my ear. I can't even hear out this motherfucker. You see that?
Oh, shit. Did it go straight through your ear?
I'm only listening from this one.
Oh, damn.
And I asked the doctor, I said, doctor, you think this is going to come back? He said, man, look, you're alive, right? I said, you right.
How far away were they when they were shooting at you? Like, how many feet?
Shit, man, they're probably like 30 to 50.
Jesus. What, more than one guy you think were shooting at?
I can't tell you. It was dark.
Yeah. And how are you feeling? You know the scene in Pulp Fiction where the dude jumps out of the bathroom and he fucking shoots a million times at John Travolta and Samuel Jackson and he doesn't hit him? And that's what actually makes him leave his life a crime, is the fact that he felt like that was a message from God that he didn't get hit.
And this the thing. I got hit.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. How was I moving? I thought I was Steph Curry out that motherfucker trying to get it. In, you know what I mean?
Right.
They was just doing their shit. And I felt like 3-4 of them. And shit, I dropped. And I must have eventually caught a couple of more.
Uh-huh.
But within God, like, shit, I'm still here.
Right.
And my folks come out and help me, drag me in the house.
So they did. They got you right back in there.
They got me in the house, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the, and the ambulance came,
and they did the shit, did the rest.
Right.
But it was, if it wasn't for my folks, bro, coming out the house, shit, probably been all over for Slim.
How many minutes do you think it took before the actual ambulance got to the house?
This the thing, like, when you're going through situations like that, right, bro, like, honestly, being a man, like, I can't tell you, like, oh, it was 10 minutes. Like, I was out.
Right.
I was still, I was myself, but I'm not thinking ambulance. I'm not thinking none of that. The only thing I thought about in my mind when I dropped, like, damn, my pootie, that's my daughter. Her name Paris. I'm like, damn, like, my daughter. Damn, I can't see Paris. Damn, like, is it over? Then my mama came to my thought. You feel me? So my family rushed through my brain in the sense of, like, damn, like, am I going to make it? Then you still hear us in the background.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Why you thinking? But you ain't really paying attention to them. That's my relative coming out, screaming and shit. Slam! Other people coming out their house saying shit, screaming. The other niggas that's doing the firing, they saying shit. From one of my niggas in the car, they was like, man, finish that nigga, blood. Like, ooh. It was just certain shit.
Holy,
you know what
fuck.
I mean? So I'm hearing all that shit at one time.
Oh,
but
my
in my
God.
Mind thinking, my mama, my daughter, you see what I'm saying? My family, like.
Oh my God.
And then she's dragging me in the house. Real shit.
That's insane. Is this making you completely rethink how you live your life?
Nah, my life is already, you know, when you born, they say it's already set.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit supposed to happen at the age I am now.
Right.
And whatever else gonna go on and happen in my life.
But does it make you not want to be around that environment? Because you got people who have nothing to lose and they're around you, they have access to you, and that's a big part of why you ended up in that situation, right?
I can't blame nobody else but myself. To be honest, bro, I ain't gonna throw a nigga on the bus, sugarcoat nothing. Like how we was talking the last time, I straight up said, like, this is what a nigga signed up for. So for you to sign up for certain things, you know what I mean? Like, this is what you gotta deal with.
Uh-huh.
So when you have certain G homies and certain bigger homies that guide you in the right direction and let you know and, like, open up and really tell you the truth, this is what you up against.
Right.
It's up to you to play it right and maneuver in these streets right. Because in these streets, the devil out there, you see what I'm saying? Anything can happen.
But a lot of people would say the best way for you to maneuver in these streets is just to not even be in those areas at all. There's parts of LA you could be in that you wouldn't have to be too worried at all, right?
So for you to be you, that's what you would do.
Slim,
for sure. Slim can't stay out the streets. Slim can't stay from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got myself in a situation. Because I couldn't stay.
But you know that there's another option. You got somebody like YG in your life who, for the most part, I'm assuming, stays away from that element because he realizes it's so hot for him over there.
You got to think, when you're on a certain platform, all right, I'm going to keep this shit lit for all of us.
Mm.
I got so much shit lit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me to have a half of it lit, the other half, I'm still doing me.
Mm.
Until I get a full lit, I'm doing Slim. And that's burnt out to say, but, like, that is how my mind was. You see what I'm saying? That's how I was just rocking.
Right. No, I mean, you can't blame you, because, I mean, you still are. You're still a man. Still got to be out there in that situation. So... Well, that was a complicated question. You definitely don't have to answer this one, but there was no fire returned when these guys shot you up? It didn't happen that anybody was operating like that at that time being?
So, you know, in court, you'd be like, no contest.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can't say nothing about that, bro.
But there might have just been some other guy who was just on the block but happened to have a gun on him, right?
If he did what he did, he did what he did.
Well,
for the most part, you ain't about to just hear out my mouth this
right.
and that.
Okay.
If I'm getting shot at, bro, and I'm trying to duck and hide and run, I'm not concerned or even worrying about what my homie doing or if he on the block posted with the shit. When you hearing fire and you know from the gate it's the opposite, any other fire you hearing, you might think it's the opposite.
Right.
So it could have been my homie doing something, but who knows?
Mm.
So I can't tell you whether it was a homie out there bagging me up or it was just them niggas deep as fuck. I don't know.
What kind of conversation are you having with the cops when they show up at the hospital afterwards? Are they mad at you? Or are they acting like this is your fault? Or what is the conversation like there?
Nah, when they pulled up, my mom talked to him, to be honest. I was just getting off dialysis. So they kind of, you know, helping me out, putting fluids in my body to bring back my kidneys and just make sure a nigga could pee right. You know what I'm saying? Use the bathroom, be able to eat right. So I had to be on that for a couple of days. So within me being off dialysis, I'm drowsy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sleepy. And even if I wasn't, I would have been. So for you to come to my room, what's going on? Let me holler at you.
Right.
Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
I don't know these niggas. I ain't seen them. It was dark as fuck. I don't know what's popping. That's my word. I'm stick to it, period.
Right. Nothing else to say.
Straight up.
Right. But it's always kind of like, could they press you to try to like imply that you were in somehow in the wrong or that you did something illegal just by being in the wrong place at the wrong time?
You're going to think, yes, they going to do that. You got to know they going to do that. More of the story, they doing their job. I don't give a fuck about their job. You see what I'm saying?
You seem so resigned when it comes to this whole thing. Like, for the average person, they can't even imagine having somebody be mad enough at them to even run up and punch them or nothing like that. You're over here, you got sprayed up, and it doesn't seem like you're really that angry about it. How are you feeling when you're in the hospital? Are you sort of like, have you just accepted this way of life to the extent that it doesn't piss you off when something like that happens?
Like, you got to think, Adam, like, in the hospital, like, after we done seeing company, friends, associates, now it's you and your mom time, or whoever you got standing in your room that night. You know what I mean? Like, nigga might be blurting out shit out of anger, might be talking to my mom a certain way, cussing her out or something. Like, it's negative shit because you upset and you mad as fuck, but when you calm down, you think about it, bro, like, all this shit your fault. You know what I mean? And nigga can't fault nobody but Vincent. You see what I'm saying? Like I'm Slim 400, but nigga, I got a government. So Vincent fucked up, period. And Vincent got to deal with that shit, period. For me jumping out the car, I ain't having no security, not having a real homie or two with me, watching the nigga, listening to the streets, like, that's all my fault. So me, I got to deal with that. So yeah, I might be mad by myself though, not showing it to the public or my associates and my friends, but I'm mad.
If you catch me with my pants down, wipe my ass.
The doctors?
No, that's just Rico Reckless. Oh, like, told me about that one time about somebody
that's a saying.
Shooting at him. Yeah, he's just like, hey, you catch me with my pants down, wipe my ass.
Shit, they did a little more than that, bro. Straight up.
Physically, how do you feel right now? Because when you walked in and I was just dapping you up and like going to give you a little hug, I was just like, oh shit, like I don't want to grab on too tight because I don't know how you're feeling and everything.
No, see, I got a little shell right here.
Okay.
I got a shell in my jaw. Damn. Where that line at, it's still right there. I can barely, like, I can open my mouth, but when it comes down to chewing, my teeth, like, they hurt. So I go to the doctor, like, damn it, like, every 2 weeks, just to check up, CAT scan, make sure everything, like, solid.
Right.
And what they basically saying is everything's solid. This shit gonna pop out, or they gonna have to split my little cut right here. How they gonna split it, pull that out. This shit gotta get closer to the outskirt, so they split this. That pop out, and I gotta make a doctor. I mean, I'm a dentist appointment.
Right.
To see what's up with my shit, but I already done did that. They said it ain't nothing, but it is when I wake up in the morning sometime, like, them shits be hurt. And I be like this, like trying to see if shit moved or.
Right.
It just, it's the same. It's just the feeling. It hurt. When I toss and turn this shit right here, it's just crazy, but. Like I said, the life a nigga chose, this would come with it.
Right.
So for young niggas, the youth thinking shit cute, like, it's certain shit that come with the whole little program. You see what I'm saying? You gotta be with it. You gotta be a diehard. You see what I'm saying? Like if you like NBA or you like NFL, You a diehard fan of that team. Mm-hmm. You got to be a diehard nigga on these streets. You see what I'm saying? The sense of, nigga, your heart might stop beating fucking around these streets. Mm. You a diehard nigga. And shit, I was put in that position, bro, and overcame that shit. So me just knowing a lot of niggas and a lot of fans, like, listen to a nigga, I ain't going to steer y'all niggas wrong, tell y'all nothing wrong. Mm. It is what it is. You see what I'm saying? The streets is a motherfucker. Corrupt said that. It just, back then, nigga probably ain't understand it. Mm. Get shot 9 times, I bet you gonna understand it.
Like 50.
That part. Mm. And shout out to him. You know what I mean? He tapped in, said what's up. Gang tapped in, said what's up.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of niggas tapped in, said what's up. But it's a couple of niggas that I thought in mind of this me being me, gonna tap in. Uh-huh. That shit ain't really happen.
Really?
But it's like a me doing shit for other niggas, fucking with other niggas. Holler at certain niggas. They really just tap in and say what's up, but check on a nigga. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Pac-Man. Like, he did that, period. You know what I mean? Like, all money. Like certain niggas I give respect to and fuck with thoroughly because they on they shit. And when certain shit happen like that, it ain't no joke. It's either I'm going to see Adam again or I'm going to never see Adam again. Mm. It's over for Adam. It went over for Slim, so.
Do you feel like it's similar to the way that you kind of figure out who really fucks with you when you're locked up?
That
like, who stays in touch is like when you get shot up, like if people reach out to you. Because that's like one of the worst things that could happen to you if someone isn't concerned enough to holler at you. But then again, do you ever have people that you might hear about something horrible happen to them and you are just thinking like, you almost don't want to reach out at that moment? Does that ever happen?
To me, yeah. But when it comes down to a certain person, I reach out immediately because that is that person. Mm. Me know they have friends, associates, families, members, and all that. I give it a day or two. So what you saying is you take your time about it. I take my time about it when it comes down to certain people. Mm. But when it's a certain nigga that's really like within the circle and already been embraced by my family, know the hood, et cetera, ain't no waiting. Like that within you is like damn, like you a whole nigga? Like, what's up? Yeah, I mean, like certain niggas, you gotta go all gas right then and there.
I have a friend who, like, is not like a super close friend, but I have a friend who overdosed recently, and I seen the pictures of him in the hospital, and I didn't even want to hit him up right away because I was so disappointed. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker, what the fuck
are you doing? Of him doing the drugs and all that
shit. Yeah, he like said he overdosed on fentanyl or some shit. I'm like, just I didn't even want to reach out because I was so like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, how could you be doing that? I wouldn't even know how to reach out right now without just being like, bro. What's wrong with you?
And I apologize, bro.
That's all good.
But you can't, like in heart, bro, like, people gonna do what they want to do. You see what I'm saying? So, whether they lying about it, whether they telling the truth about it, it's gonna happen. Mm. Like I said, like, in God plan, like, you got a date. That's your birthday. You don't got the actual date that you're gonna be deceased on. Because, you know what I mean? Like, you be scared the motherfucker if that day pop up, that year come. Like, and you don't know that day.
You would live a lot differently if you knew exactly what day you were going to be done, right?
Within the whole time of you being here on Earth, you living your life and doing whatever the fuck you want to do. And if your man's wanted to get high and shit, nigga, die. Shit, that's what the fuck he wanted to do.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. How has your mentality adjusted from this? Like, do you walk around feeling a little bit more grateful to be here? Is there anything that feels more important or urgent for you to get done?
Yeah, I feel like it ain't no joke. You see what I'm saying? Like, I got niggas on me all the time about this being around me, fucking with me, this being my second eye too, because like, I'm an ass sack out here, you see what I'm saying? Whether I feel it or not, like, I feel like I'm just a homie and a regular nigga. Mm. But to the world, it's like, slim for one. So I got to take that, you know what I mean, and run with it. Like I can make a change for a lot of other people. So why would they let me get hurt? Why would they want to see something happen to me? And that's why I move different, you feel me? Because I feel like if it was me, up to me, I'd probably be on the same shit, on some bullshit, but you can't go that route. Mm. Then I didn't already didn't talk to God, this being a 100, like, man, look, just give me about this. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna do different. I can't go behind that. You see what I'm saying? So I just keep it a 100 across the board, bro. Mm-hmm. Run with the whole little bullshit. Knowing what's popping in these streets. My friends, my associates, my people, it's like, hey, look, we got you. This stay right here. Do you.
Right.
It's hard because, like, I'd be seeing myself in the house now. That shit out. But nigga living, so
right.
It got to be in. You feel me?
Yeah. Do you think differently? Like, how do you feel about an up-and-coming rapper just talking all this crazy gun shit, glorifying a lifestyle that they never had nothing to do with? When you're out here niggas dealing like with the that, ramifications.
Bro, them niggas ain't never caught a shell. Mm. Them niggas ain't never went to jail. Them niggas probably ain't never really got beat up, like, thoroughly. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Nigga that been jumped, shot once, remember? Now this go around. Mm-hmm. It's like, what else can you see, Slim? So for a nigga ain't went through shit like that, them niggas out. Mm. Like, I see the Instagrams. I see all that shit.
All right, the camera messed up there for a moment.
So we gonna get that bitch right. That right
there. What's it say on there?
Ice water. Oh, you can have it, bro.
Oh, I need this actually.
Yeah.
Need a hat.
Even though you put me on the main line.
You feel me? You can get that. You're never gonna forget about that, huh?
Hell no. Oof. I ain't gonna forget about the shit that happened to me. Let alone you doing that.
I'm 22, putting you at risk. Supposed to be an independent media guy, not getting involved with bullshit.
That part.
Ouch. I'm gonna have to live with that forever. I owe you one forever.
Nah, you good.
I'm gonna have
bro.
To give you interviews forever.
No, you don't. But they're highly appreciated.
We can do interviews whenever because they're just like the kind of guy that the people just want to hear from time to time, you know?
That part.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't talk no bullshit, bro. I keep it 100 and all across the board, like, true.
Right.
Straight up.
Last time you were here, we were talking about the booty anthems being kind of your thing at the time. Does that feel a little bit less urgent now that you've gone through something so serious?
No, I still keep a nigga lit. Just straight up. But I feel as we talked about it, then you released the blog. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas start doing they shit and putting shit out. Mm. It ain't nothing wrong with that. Because in heart, if you ain't understand, like, pussy ass, et cetera, like, keep shit lit and make males, like,
the finer things.
See shit and click it. You better get to it. You feel me? Straight up.
I mean, girls get to go out and make private snaps and shit. We out here just make a rap video with as much ass as possible in it. That's like the best we can do. We don't got
And we gotta pay them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, I'm going through that. Not like that, but certain women do it off the strength of this being my partner and really thoroughly fuck with me. But for the most part, if I don't know you, but you got it, or you a certain caliber, I need my bag. So
I feel like when you do a music video, you need like one really hot girl and then a bunch of mid bitches that can kind of fill it in the rest of it.
That part. And that's exactly what we do.
Yeah. One good face and then a whole bunch of butts.
That part. And here. You turn around.
No, turn around.
You turn around. She gonna be facing forward. But nah, not like that, but like we probably have 3 to 4 good looking ones. Mm. And not caring about the other half of their faces, it's just, shit, you got to ask. Mm. Shit, you gonna let this shit go to waste or you gonna use it?
Let me ask you this. When you get shot up like that, does it affect the Henny consumption?
The who?
The Henny consumption?
No, everything good.
Okay.
Everything is good.
No problems?
Everything is good.
That's good. I just wanted to double check because I know you're a man who loves a drink.
I'm one of the guys that's blessed out here.
Right.
Real tough.
Can imagine that. Imagine you got fucked up so bad that you couldn't just...
Come on, man. Bust enjoy yourself. Nothing. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. No. That, don't even put that out into the air. No, that'd be hell
on
earth.
It is.
Oof. You probably got homies like that, too. Damn.
Shit. Knock on wood.
Ouch.
Probably a homie 2 or 3. You feel me? But it ain't my business. You see what I'm saying?
You just wonder from afar. Like, damn.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough. Oof. Crazy shit. You got any, like... stuff coming out, anything that you're excited about in terms of like the music? Any is it going to touch on a lot of the stuff you've been through?
I feel like this me rapping about certain shit, you know what I mean, and it's telling a certain story or two. Mm-hmm. It's going, you know what I mean, like Uprise, my whole little album. I got the Shake Back Challenge right now.
What's that, you know, exactly?
When I got the hospital, I went straight to the studio right the next day. So me and my manager, Mud, we basically just sat there listening to beats and came up on a certain one. And he was basically like, hey, like, nigga, you shook back. Like, niggas don't shake back. I'm like, what you mean, bro? He's like, man, look, I got a cold little hook. Listen to the hook. When that motherfucker spit it, bam, wrote the verse. I'm listening to the song now, like, okay, motherfucker hard. Mm. You know what I mean? So me and him just, we got that bond, you know what I'm saying? That relationship to where we just, he know how I'ma think. Mm. He know what I'ma say. He know what I want to do.
Right.
So for me to be in that position, and I'm halfway there, meaning body-wise, like mentally, nigga ain't 100%, but I just felt like I'm about to be one of these great niggas out here that jump straight from the hospital to the studio. I would take it on myself just to do it. Yeah. He wouldn't even expect me to rap that day. I was about to just hang with him and C-Star, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, fuck that. Like, I want to get in the booth. He like, well, shit, if you want to get in the booth, let's do this. So he brought it to my attention to do this. So now I got the song with Dolph, uh-huh. Shake Back.
Oh, it's with Dolph too, shit.
Yeah. So now we set back again 2 weeks later, like, hey, look, let's do a challenge. Like, have everybody around the world writing a verse to the Shake Back.
Uh-huh.
So we doing a challenge. And we're going to get a male, we're going to get a female, and whoever, like, do artwork, you know what I mean, and draw shit, like, we're going to pay them.
Okay.
So I'm willing to give up $1,500 of my money, 555, to the winners.
Uh-huh.
That just out of respect of just like fucking with me. You see what I'm saying? And rapping on my shit.
Give
and
back.
Shit.
Giving back to the community.
That's what I'm doing right now. And
it's a good look.
Whatever else come. Whatever artists want to fuck with a nigga or do a feature or whoever. I got a couple niggas in mind and I got a couple niggas that's fucking with me. I ain't going to say it. And speaking of that, why I'm saying, because niggas be out here jocking, bro. Mm. Like I done been seeing a lot of shit sitting back. When you in the hospital, you can't do nothing. You can't go nowhere. Mm. The bathroom right there, the window right there. That's all you do. You just looking at the window and going to the bathroom. I'm on the internet. I'm seeing a lot of shit that be going on that I feel like I'll be like on. But if I wouldn't do it or speak on it, it don't be happening.
Mm.
Man, come on, man. That is like simply saying my eyebrow. My crazy life.
Mm-hmm.
When I got that shit, my nigga YG like, man, you stupid. Why you go get that, bro? You can act. You can do movies. Bro, like, they don't set niggas with tattoos. Everybody named Mama now got a tattoo over their eyebrow.
Mm.
So that's simply saying, like, anything a nigga do, they jocking. You see what I'm saying? And for you rapper niggas out there, I'm talking about from all across the world, Craig. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Overseas and all. It's like, come up with your own little lingos. Come up with your own little slogans. Like, whatever it is, bro, do y'all. Mm. Because I know what I did and what I'm presenting to the world. And when I hear you, because I fuck with you. Or I like that nigga. Or I like her. You don't think I notice what she doing? Mm. Or I don't notice what you doing? Like, niggas be out here jogging like a motherfucker. Mm. That's why I'm like to say titles of songs. Not saying, like, I don't want to tell you.
Mm.
I'll tell you off the air because... Right. This shit going to the world, Craig. You feel me? Once it hit the world, the whole little format.
So much.
Come on, P. Everybody so taking shit before I do it.
I'll hear a motherfucker say like a word that I ain't really heard in a rap song. And then for the next couple of weeks, I just keep hearing motherfuckers say that same word. And it's just so weird. Like, you know, everybody talk about weed, but over the past couple of months, I just noticed motherfuckers saying runt so much. And it's so weird. It's like, how the fuck do y'all just start saying the same shit in your raps at the same time? No offense to runts or anything. It's
and not,
weed,
and
whatever,
not just
but.
Damn near, not even saying, when I first heard of runts, I got the hospital.
Right.
So me and my manager went to herbarium and picked up some weed.
Mm.
They gave us some runts. I'm like, what the fuck is runts? Like, they saying that's the top weed all of them all. Now everybody named Mama on runs. It's just like monkey see, monkey do.
Runs is great, but I did want to let you know that we got this No Jumper weed in stores now.
Yeah, when you was fixing your computer, I picked it up.
You gonna
and
need
I
that.
Put it right back down before you came.
Oh no, you can have it. Go
okay,
crazy.
That part.
We gotta have some 400
no
smoking
thief.
Our shit. You not?
You feel me? I should have took it because you had to make a damn party about to take my life.
Listen, I owe you a little something, I guess.
No, you good, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was some fucked up shit.
That was
scared.
Fucked up. I appreciate you bringing
and
it up
I'm gonna
over
tell you
and
like
over.
This. I told one of my peoples, like, hey, come get me.
Right.
Come get me. Swear to God. Mm. On my daughter's soul. Mm. I'm like, hey, man, look, my mama's asleep. I'm in the wheelchair right by the window. I'm right here by the elevator.
Right.
This is my life, bro. I ain't told nobody else. I gave this to nobody else.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving it to you because okay. you did this. Nigga, I was ready for my folks to come pick me up 4 a.m.
Right. That's fucked up.
The person that come in my room came and looked, and he ain't see me, but he see me by the window. He like, hey, what's going on, bro? You all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. This man, I'm not in the room, man. My mama tripping, man. I'm trying to get this little fresh air. He's like, all right. Then the phone rang. Like, all right, I couldn't say nothing, but like, all right, I'm coming. He's like, where you going, bro? Like, oh, you thinking of leaving, huh? He's like, bro, you can't leave, man. You got the shit in your neck. Like, bro, just stay. Just give it a couple more days. Bro, you'll be out in a couple more days. I said, man, you don't understand, man. Man, shit on the internet. Like, shit going on, bro. I got to leave.
Right.
He's like, man, just stay. And for him to keep saying that shit, I just stayed. But when I said the internet, I was talking about your ass. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
But I stayed, bro. And
right.
within like 5 days, I left.
Right.
But not spooked, not scared. It was just like, man, if they is plotting, I'm going to get up out of here by like 4, 5 a.m. You niggas better be still down there.
Well, thank God your enemies weren't motivated enough, apparently.
Man. Like
I mean, they were pretty motivated, but not enough to go to the hospital, I guess. That's a different level.
That part.
Damn, sorry about that again.
No, it's all
sorry
right.
Sorry about
bro.
Putting your life in danger.
I guess you made up for it, man. A no jumper. No jumper hybrid.
Hey, these next couple blunts, man, we got to get you two of them.
I ain't been smoking, man.
You ain't been smoking?
No, I ain't going to get them back, though.
Because you've been fucked up? Now you're going to go re-rock them?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get over all this shit, bro. Re-rocking. Yeah. Hey, you funny as fuck. That's what I'm saying. You funny as fuck, bro.
They re-rocking the Runts packs out there.
No, I ain't re-rocking nothing.
Not you, but...
I got my own shit.
You might have your little homie doing it for you, though.
There you go.
Dick.
There you go.
Slim 400. Sorry again about any complications that we've gone through. You're a good guy.
No, it's good.
Very glad to still have you with us. Be careful out there, man, in these streets.
And I seen you in AD interview and shit, too.
Mm.
Yeah, how he spoke on a nigga thoroughly.
Mm. AD, just, good guy.
I'm trying to tell you, whether nigga Crip, Hispanic, blood, Paru, like, me, I fuck with niggas.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When I fuck with you, I fuck with you. So how we joke and laugh and that's letting you know I fuck with you.
Mm.
And AD know, cup niggas know. So for niggas to do shit like this, you know what I mean? Out of spite, out of hatred, you know what I mean? Disliking the set, whatever the case may be, but I'm going to keep it rocking, keep it lit. You ain't do nothing but give a nigga motivation to come even harder.
Let's do it.
Period.
We got money to make together, Slim.
Shit, put me on.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Big Blim 400.
That part.
Appreciate you, G.
Yeah, a lot.
Slim 400, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. The weed is in stores very, very soon. Appreciate you, Slim.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Stay safe
you,
out there. Pow.